mean to you after having sit and watch for so long?
I mean, it's a great honor to be, you know, Big 12 Player of the Week, and, you know, it means a lot, you know. But obviously, you know, I'll be the first guy to tell you that I didn't do it by myself, and I couldn't have done it by myself. So, you know, just as much as my honor it is, the offenses, you know, offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, it's, you know, just as much their honor it is mine, so.
With that being said, 73 points, 500 yards, Big 12 Player of the Week, everything you accomplished, no interceptions, your confidence has been pretty high right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, but like you said, that's one thing I'm probably most proud of is the no interceptions. So, you know, that really helps your confidence, and those, you know, the touchdowns really help too. So, you know, my confidence is really high, and, you know, hopefully it carries over this week in the Colorado.
Joe, what was the talk about you being a spark? You know, on the road for the first time, your first home start. What do you have to do to avoid that spark sort of dying out now as you start to get into a groove, your third game starter?
I don't think the spark's going to die out, especially this week. You know, I mean, you know, it's win or go home. So, you know, the guys are going to have a lot of emotion. And it's Colorado, and it's always an emotional game. And, you know, there's bad blood between two schools. So, you know, obviously, this, you know, spark's not going to be, you know, there's not going to be a lack of spark again. And, you know, these guys want to go to a bowl game. They want to win this game. So, it's, you know, the emotion's going to be really high.
Joe, what was this week like? Coach said that they shut down the media. It's kind of a circle of wagons mentality. What was the week like? You guys just kind of not have to worry about much.
I mean, it was nice to have a bye week, you know, just go out there and practice, you know, really get an extra week to prepare. So, you know, we had a couple really physical, really, you know, up-tempo practices, and, you know, it was nice just to focus on just, you know, getting better and just football and fundamentals instead of dealing with everything else. So, yeah, it was a nice little break.
Joe, Colorado for years has always tried to build this thing out of a rivalry. It's been a little bit one-sided as far as the hatred goes. Is there anybody in your program you think, or you dislike Colorado for rivalry reasons?
I mean, we just like everybody we play. I mean, you know, if it's Colorado, if it's Kansas, you know, it's just, you know, they're faceless, you know, objects really is what we look at the opposing team. A lot of teams do in the country. It's, you know, they do try to make it into a rivalry game, and, you know, we accept that, and, you know, we make it one back. And but as much, you know, that's really before, that's really all pregame stuff, all that rivalry talk. You know, when it comes out on the field, you don't really think, oh, this is a huge rivalry, we need to play better. It's, you know, we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish on the field, and, you know, if they want to be talking about a rivalry, that's fine. Yeah.
It's bad blood, then.
Well, obviously, there's been bad blood, you know, between Nebraska and Colorado for a while, since that Black Friday, or whatever they called it, you know. I don't know, it's just, they don't really like us, we really don't like them, and it's just a known fact. So, I mean, it's nothing, you know, not to make too big of a deal out of it, but it is a rival game, and it is what it is, so.
Is it a rivalry with players, or is it more of something that's created by fans?
I don't know if it's really with, it's kind of creative with fans, but, you know, players really kind of, you know, you take it to heart. I mean, I don't think they're allowed to wear red in that building or something like that, you know, some crazy thing like that. So, you know, you hear stuff like that, and, you know, it really doesn't bother you, but you know that it's a rivalry game, and you know you need to bring your best.
With Sean Watson and Ted Gilmore, both coaches at one time, mm-hmm. They say anything to you guys, you know, a little bit more to those guys?
I don't know if it means a little bit more to them, but, you know, they have a lot of insight on, you know, because they recruited a lot of those kids, so they have a lot of insight on, you know, the type of personnel they have and, you know, what kind of kids they are and what kind of athletes they are. So, you know, that helps out a lot. But, you know, their coaching staff's gone, so they can't really help us, you know, prepare, you know, like inside information, I guess. But, you know, it probably means a lot to them just because they once coached there, and, you know, it meant a lot to them last year. I think Coach Watts got Gatorade dumped over his head after we beat him last year. So, you know, it means a lot to those guys, you know, just like it means a lot to us. So.
2 years ago, you guys went out of that Buffalo locker room this weekend.
It's always yeah. I think the Buffalo head's back this year, and, you know, it's kind of what Coach Callahan brought. You know, once we started playing Colorado, we put a big Buffalo head in our meeting room and to watch them dance with the wolves all week and just that Buffalo hunt. So you know, it's just a little fun way to get the guys, you know, revved up. They go on a Buffalo hunt, and it's like the buffalo, they have like a chant, I don't know what it is, the buffalo must die or something, no, Coach Norvell did it 2 years ago, he was real into it, yeah, when we played him at Colorado, but, you know, we kind of joke around, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, kind of joke around saying it, just, you know, kind of making fun of Coach Norvell, but yeah, it's just kind of, we watched it like it was like a 2 minute clip like 2 years ago, and it was the buffalo hunt where they went on it, and yeah, it was just a fun way for the guys to get revved up.
Care to share that with you?
I don't know. I can't even pronounce it. It's like Tonka, Tonka Hay or something like that. I don't know. I don't speak Native American very well, so. I don't really know. Yeah, it's that zap button. Yeah, I know. I'd probably be, I'd probably even kill it even worse, so.
There is some sentiment on the part of the players this week to win this one for your coaching staff, your head coach, who's obviously been under a lot of scrutiny, a lot of fire the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is kind of, you don't want to be, you know, win one for the Gipper type deal, but, you know, it's, you know, you really want to win it for him and, you know, all the coaches and, you know, especially the fans, you know, they've been through a tough year. And, you know, we like to reward them, you know, with winning this last game and then going to a bowl game and hopefully winning that. So, you know, it is kind of sentimental, you know, value to it where you do want to win it for the coaches and the players and that, you know, we just want to finish the season, you know, with a win, with a chance to go to a bowl game. So that's what we really focus on.
Is there a general feeling among the players that Callahan holds back next year?
You know, we don't really focus on that too much when we're around each other, so we don't really talk about it. We're more, you know, focused on what we have to do to win, you know, what, you know, our game plan, you know, is very extensive. So, I mean, you know, there's always little, you know, talks here and there, but, you know, we can't focus on that. You know, as players, you know, we do want them back, and we do, you know, we want the same system. You know, we don't want to learn a new one. So, you know, it is kind of tough when you hear all those rumors and stuff. So, you know, we can't really pay too much attention to it, you know, because we have enough on our plate as it is. So.
There's no best interest. I mean, this offense is made
Hold the
office, you
start over. Yeah, I mean, that takes away my advantage, you know, it's a big advantage knowing this, you know, system. And it is a complicated system, but, you know, it's not as complicated as people make it out to be. You know, it does take some time to learn, and it does take, you know, some practice, you know, reps, but, you know, what system doesn't? I mean, I think Urban Meyer got, you know, criticized for his offense being too complicated when he got to Florida, and then next year they win a national championship. So, you know, defenses are just as complicated, so your offense can't be, you know, simple. It's got to be complicated, too, and you have to have different answers for different things the defense does. And so it would be, you know, it would be a disadvantage for me, you know, for a new system to come in. You know, that's why, you know, I'm pulling hard from this day, and, you know, I want this system, and, you know, I want these coaches here, so.
So what has Coach Callahan meant to you? You've been with him since day one.
It means a lot. I mean, he gave me the shot to play here. So, you know, I'm very thankful for that. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be playing football probably at all. So, you know, I'm very grateful and very thankful that he gave me, you know, he took a shot at me and, you know, let me play here at a big time university, and, you know, I'll be, you know, grateful to the day I die for that.
After you were named the Big 12 Conference for a week, he called you a product of the system. Mm-hmm. What
did
you think about that?
I think you guys looked into it a little more. I think he was just trying to say that, you know, I kept working hard and kept learning the system and, you know, kept taking his coaching and really, you know, just kind of let the system, you know, work for me instead of trying to go out there and, you know, find big plays. So I think the media and fans kind of took that out of perspective, what he was trying to say. So, I mean, it really didn't bother me. I know what he meant by that. So, you know, I really didn't take offense to it. You know, they're tough. You know, their secondary is, you know, pretty good. They mix up a lot of coverages. They have a lot of oddball coverages, which they mix up, and, you know, it'll be tough, but, you know, it's, you know, kind of similar to a lot of, you know, what every Big 12 team does, really. Can't really do too much different, you know, now being the last game. So I'm sure they'll have a few wrinkles, but, you know, just, you know, stay, you know, with your keys and how to read a defense and how to, you know, go about that, you know, and what Coach Watts tells me, and, you know, it should be fine.
How much easier is it to take the last especially
I think it's a lot easier, you know, for me, really, to be sincere about it. Because, you know, when you're on the sidelines and trying to be a leader, it's tough. You know, it's tough because, you know, I kind of feel like a, you know, a phony or a fake. But, you know, now that you're in there with the guys and you're in there, you know, in the battle with them, it's a lot easier, you know, on my mind to, you know, be an actual, you know, real leader instead of just kind of that cheerleader on the sidelines. Well, yeah, I mean, practice kind of, you know, practices are long. It's the last week of the season. So, you know, I kind of just do little things here and there just to kind of, you know, lighten the mood, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, you know, you need a good laugh here and there. You know, me and Carl really go back and forth in the huddle pretty good. So, you know, guys get a kick out of that. You know, I'm crack a joke in the huddle. You know, something to keep the guys working hard and, you know, keep taking their mind off of how long practice is and, you know, how long the season's been. So, something similar like that.
Joe, going back to Carl, they the helmets again this year? Last year you guys had the helmets with the stickers on it.
Yeah, I don't think we have the stickers this year. I'm not too sure. I mean, they weren't there today, maybe because it was real early practice, so I don't know, but they might have them tomorrow. But, you know, since I, you know, if Buffalo heads up, you know, that's really all that matters.
Are you a morning guy or a
both. I'm be whatever guy you guys want me to be, really. Yeah, the morning practice is tough. It's tough waking up at 5, but, you know, once you get here and you go start going through stretches, you know, you don't realize what time it is, really. So, I mean, it really wasn't that big of a deal, so. I mean, I don't know if it's unattainable. It just looked like a long shot. I mean, it was tough. That's the last thing we were thinking about during that stretch is, you know, God, you know, we need to get to a bowl game. And, you know, we needed to win, and we needed to win quick. And, you know, we did that last week. And, you know, now the bowl game is, you know, attainable. It's, you know, kind of lifted our spirits up a little bit, I guess you can say. And it just gives us another thing to play for, really. So, you know, it'll be you know, a fun atmosphere. You know, I think it's supposed to snow, and, you know, that'd be great. That'd be sweet. It'd be really fun. So that should be, you know, a good atmosphere for the Colorado game. It's, you know, essentially a playoff to who goes to a bowl game. So, you know, and of course we would like to keep each other out of bowl games. So I'm sure it's going to be, you know, pretty good.
Well, you've had so much success throwing over the last couple of games. You mentioned Colorado secondary maybe is one of their stronger points. How important is the running game? Especially if it snows, if the weather's cold, how much do you need to get that here?
Well, it's always important on the road for, you know, to have a good running game. It's tough to go in a hostile environment and throw the ball 70 times, so it's always important to get, you know, Marlon, you know, Quentin, and all those guys going. So, especially if the weather's bad, you know, you never know how it's going to affect, you know, throwing with the snow or the cold, and you never know how it's going to affect it. But, you know, we won't really go deviate away from what we're going to do. You know, we're going to do what we're going to do, and, you know, but, you know, it's important. It's really important to get, you know, get the running game going, especially on the road, especially, you know, for a chance to play for a bowl game. So,
who do you like, Kansas and Missouri?
Who do I like, Kansas and Missouri? I don't even know. Those guys are 3 weeks past. I don't even care. It is a huge game for our conference, but it's a bigger game for us to focus on Colorado. So I don't really care who wins that game.
With this offense, obviously a big body receiver like Jerick Wright means a lot. Your comfort level with him must be pretty good. I mean, just have a couple of team heads on.
I mean, he's a huge weapon. You know, he does everything well. He blocks well. He, you know, he catches well. He gets open. He is tough. He's tough to bump. You know, a lot of teams don't like to, you know, press him up because he's such a big body that he can get off real quick. So, you know, Colorado does like to bump, so we'll see what they do against Mo. And, you know, I hope to God that they do bump him, you know, because he's a, you know, big weapon. You know, being that big and that physical, he's tough. So, you know, but, yeah, he's a great weapon. He's a great weapon to have. You know, we're really going to miss him, you know, when he's gone. But, you know, I'm sure he'll be playing somewhere on Sundays, hopefully for the Bears. Yeah, I mean, they're a pretty confident group. A guy, so yeah, I mean, they should be confident in the way they played. You know, they played really hard and they played well, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I sense anything different. You know, we really just have to still work hard, and you know, those guys on that side of the ball are always working hard. It just hasn't worked out for them this year, and you know, they played well, and you know, I expect them to play well against Colorado. You know, because we're going to need them, especially if it's bad weather. You know, that's a defensive game in bad weather, snow, cold. So you know, we're going to need them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I had two before, and just mop-up duty, though. Oh, yeah, I still remember. That was my big, you know, my first Big 12 touchdown, so yeah, I remember. You know, it was to a defensive end, which is a little weird, but yeah, it worked out. Yeah, that was a fun time. It was just fun to be a part, finally be a part of, you know, a big game instead of just coming in from, you know, mop-up duty, because I think it was 14-14 at that time or something. The, you know, score was pretty close, so it was just fun. It was fun for me to be, you know, an important factor, I guess, in a big game, you know, but now, you know, a little more important this year, so.
Anything else for Jeff?